Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Love is not time efficient. It's sticky and it's very inefficient, and it causes you to have to set aside your agenda and your to-do list and your timetables. Oftentimes, love just takes over. Like if you truly love someone, like last week we were grandma camp, Nana and Papa camp. We had the grandkids all week, and I basically set aside my work for the whole week. If I got any work done, hey, yay! But for the most part, I knew relationship was going to take over, and time loving them is a treat. And so I had to reprioritize, and sometimes that's what we have to do for our marriages, for our own children. If we have kids in crisis, if we have teens that are time consuming, sometimes we just have to say, you know what, this is just not the season where money is the first priority. People have to come first this time. And that's really hard in our very results oriented society.
Yeah, very good. Okay, let's walk through these virtues listed in 1 Corinthians 13. Bill will talk, love is patient. So look at impatience and the impact on marriage. What is impatience? How does that impact the relationship in marriage, even in parenting, I would say?
Well, part of being intimate with another individual is recognizing that they're every bit as imperfect as you are. Mm. And all of us have areas of our life that grow really slow. And with ourselves as individuals, we get used to those. We get used to putting effort into areas of our life, and they only move a couple of inches. And we pray about those areas, and they move a couple more inches. And we learn to give ourselves grace and just live with the fact that these areas are moving slow. If you don't have that same patience with your spouse or with your kids, then what happens is you start to become demanding of them, and you overstress them because they're slow-growing areas of their life. And so when you put pressure on them to grow, they put effort in, and it moves inches. And then you're disappointed and you're frustrated with them because you expect them to be better at growing than you are. And once people feel the demands on themselves, they create distance. So the end of the result, if you are impatient with your family, eventually you're going to be distant from your family because they know they can never please you and it's not realistic.
Wow, that's such a great word. And Pam, I would think that impatience, as he's saying, basically creates a place where that's not safe. It's not an emotionally safe place if you're on the receiving end of perpetual impatience, right?
Oh, exactly. You want to flee. You want to flee for the corners. You want to hide under the table. If somebody is truly impatient, usually the presenting tone is harsh and the presenting volume is high and the presenting emotion is mean, and who wants to be around that? So impatience really unravels a relationship really quickly because it will cause people to want to run away from you.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.